SCP-7898. W is for walls. Life isn't an easy gig for most people, with hardships and pain dealt out in spades throughout practically everyone's life. One thing that optimists will always say, however, is that it could always be worse, which is generally true. That brings us to SCP-7898, an anomaly that no doubt is horrific and worse than most people's lives, and yet here, there's people lining up to take part. Let's take a look as to why. The article begins with a notice for Foundation personnel that requests to transfer to SCP-7898 have to be approved by Dr. Belfair, and transfer requests lacking proper authorization will not be added to the waitlist. The current transfer wait time is listed at 3 years and 45 days, suggesting that being involved in the 7898 project is a highly coveted position. SCP-7898 is an arachnoid parasitic creature that inhabits human bodies for locomotive and reproductive purposes. They nest in dark, dry, enclosed spaces, most commonly inside the walls and crawl spaces of houses, and subsist on sunlight in a process similar to photosynthesis, although a footnote tells us that sunlight is non-predatory UV light. Human bodies inhabited by these creatures retain the ability to move and speak, but lack many bodily functions including eating, drinking, and waste expulsion. They also seem incapable of experiencing or expressing negative emotions, even in response to physical pain or something called megadental events. The creatures themselves measure between 15 to 25 centimeters in length, and typically weigh between 4 to 6 kilograms, or around 9 to 13 pounds, depending on the age of the host, although it's noted that those measurements are in non-sentient kilograms. They possess 6 legs visually similar to a spider, and observation suggests that they navigate using smell and hearing when not attached to a human. It's noted that they were originally discovered in the town of Field Springs, located in the area formerly West Virginia, and there were no survivors. Based on discoveries from Field Springs and Foundation experimentation, the observed life cycle of one of the creatures begins with a mature one hiding within the hollow walls of a building, most frequently a house, where it waits for a suitable host. Then the instance will break through the drywall from within, grab the head of the host, and use a sharp appendage to implant an egg in their ear. The host will then experience mental fog, manic episodes, head and neck pain, and neck muscle weakness. They will feel compelled to keep their heads inside of small dark places, such as under blankets or in containers, and will eventually force their own head through a wall, at which point life signs cease. Finally, the host's head will rip off, and arachnoid appendages of a fully mature 7898 instance will emerge from the mouth, ears, and throat. We're next given a log of some experiments the Foundation tried, starting with extracting the egg from the host after implantation. This resulted in the host subject experiencing immediate brain death. Secondly, they tried denying the growing instance a suitable nesting space, at which point the subject attempted to break their head through a concrete wall and died. Third, they tried consuming an infected host, but the test subject became severely ill and expired, so 7898 were reclassified as Class W74 Inedible Corpse. Next, an infected host was taken outside during a rending event, causing them to increase dramatically in physical strength and infecting 2 accompanying personnel before being terminated. After this, they tried exposing one of the creatures to unfiltered fresh water, treated so as to not dissolve its container, but there was no effect beyond ordinary chemical burns. Finally, they tried exposure to untreated seawater from the Pan-Arctic Ocean, treated as to fit into the building, and the creature integrated with the water, becoming transmissible through any physical contact with the water, as evident by multiple cases among attending staff. The water sample was destroyed. The last part of the article is a note that this anomaly has been marked as a primary candidate for the Developing Salvation Initiative, a program to temporarily reassign recently traumatized researchers to safer, less stressful anomalies, due to its low staff death rate and similarity to mundane and ordinary phenomena. Alright, so this one is obviously pretty messed up, and clearly is set in some alternate timeline or universe where things are quite a bit different than normal. West Virginia no longer exists, ordinary water causes chemical burns, something called mega dental events happen, and people working for the Foundation here are so anxious to get away from their existence that transfer over to the Parasitic Spiders Project is considered a blessing. This article is quite short, so all we're left with is a brief glimpse at this nightmarish reality, but considering people at their foundation would rather have a giant spider burst out of their skulls than live there, I think the less said, the better.